I have to begin this story by saying I was not alive when this happened, so I don't know for a fact that it's true, because you know how kids exaggerate about their parents, but it's plausible. My grandfather went to Notre Dame and was very proud of that fact, that he was a graduate of Notre Dame and an engineer. And so when he had a family, all four of his kids, he told them, "You too will go to Notre Dame, and you too will be engineers. And if you can't cut it as an engineer, then you can drop down to being a doctor or lawyer or something like that." I don't know, I wasn't there, but my mom and her younger brother became engineers, and the other two also went to Notre Dame but became nurses. So there's some plausibility to this story. But it doesn't always work that way, right? Those of you who have kids know that no two of them are alike. They have their own interests, their own gifts, their own personalities. And thanks be to God for that. If the whole world were engineers, we would be doomed. St. Paul reminds us today that there are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. And I feel sometimes as though our world is trying too much in different ways to quash out those different gifts. Part of that, I think, is jealousy. We see other people who have what we want, or how we'd like to be, or they're famous, or successful, or whatever, in more ways than we ever have before. I don't watch a lot of TV because most of it's garbage, but I recently saw a TV show that was just ridiculous. It's watching kids of famous people go work on a farm and fail. And it's like, why? Why are we entertained by these other people and their lives so much instead of living our own? In the same vein, we have Facebook and Twitter and Insta Pinter Twitface or whatever, and we put out there what we like about ourselves, who we want to project. And other people get jealous because they see the good things happening and saying, their life must be so good. Why can't I be like that? Our world is making us jealous more by showing us the lies of other, and not the whole truth, but the good stuff. The stuff we wish we had to make them look like their lives are so much better. But we know as human beings that's not true. Each of us are fallen, have our own problems, our own weaknesses, but also our own gifts. And we need to lean into that. We need those different gifts that God has given each of us, or our world would be a boring and dysfunctional place. Think about just our liturgy here today. I have to stand up here and speak as a priest and say those prayers, which is a good thing, but if we were all priests, it would be an interesting mass for sure, giving multiple homilies. And if it was just the priest, where would our good music come from? Those who share their gifts of leading us in song and in drawing our minds to God in beauty. What about the decorations of the church? I like to give Father Aaron a hard time because he can't function in a space until it's properly decorated. But if I had to decorate things, God help us all, it wouldn't work very well. We need those people behind the scenes that come and help to keep the church clean and beautiful. We need the good servers here who help us to make Mass happen, our deacons and lectors, and of course, you. You who bring your life here to gather together to worship God, to offer what you have. Even Mass, without the different gifts of the people, would be boring, dysfunctional, and would fail. We need to recognize the gifts that God has given us and lean into them. Because as St. Paul says, to each individual, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for some benefit. Not just for you, but for the community, the people of God. We need your gifts and talents to make the community vibrant, to worship well, to support each other in charity, to build each other up in the faith, sharing the gifts that we have been given so that as a community, as the body of Christ, we may draw closer to God by the gifts that others give, by the gifts that they give for us. Jealousy has no place in this world because it draws us away from recognizing the concrete goodness of God in our life. When we sit and look at Facebook or these dumb reality shows or whatever and say, why can't my life be like that? What are we doing but living in a fantasy, devoid from reality? God gave you your gifts to be used, your life to be lived, and these other things just distract from that. We need you, and we need you in the present moment. God gave whatever gifts He gave to you for some benefit, and thanks be to God that He did. I love giving Father Aaron a hard time, but I also thank God that he's here every day because we do have very different gifts. And I feel like it rounds out and enables us to serve better in this community. But we need your gifts as well. We can't do everything ourselves, and we probably shouldn't. Father Aaron may be better at decorating, but I don't know that he could reach the curtains up there. He's a little vertically challenged. But do we take time to stop and think about those gifts? To look at our life and say, what has God blessed me with? Rather than, what am I missing? Do we lean into the goodness of God in our life? Thanks be to God that I've been given the gift of a good voice or musical ability, and I can share that with others so that they can experience the beauty of God in another way. Perhaps in art, through painting or sculpture or whatever, the magnificent works of art that draw us to God, that make this church beautiful, an inviting place to lift us up even more than we would by a hopefully good homily or coming together in a warehouse for Mass. Yes, God is present there, but those gifts of artists and music help elevate it and draw us closer to God. What has God blessed you with? And where is He asking you to share it? I know for some of us, that can be difficult too. There's jealousy, but then there's also fear. We don't want to be seen, or we don't want to risk letting other people down, and so we don't use our gifts to help other people. I know that I have to overcome that all the time. You may not know it, but when I took speech in high school, I was afraid as could be. I couldn't get through without stuttering or stammering. I hate being in front of people. I was always the background guy. I was the guy making the microphones work or the lights turn on, but I wouldn't even test my own microphones because I hate the sound of my voice. But God called me to this, to use what gifts He has given me to preach. And so every day I have to overcome that fear to get up to share what God has given me. What fears are holding you back from using your gifts to benefit the community? Is it a fear of rejection? A fear of failure, a fear of putting yourself out there. We need to cast off all fear and jealousy and use the gifts that God has given us, different though they are, and give thanks for what He has given, rather than lamenting what we wish we might be. In our gospel today, Mary says to the head waiter, do whatever He tells you. That's good advice when we're dealing with God. It usually turns out well in the end. And if we don't, it doesn't turn out so good. But what does Jesus tell him to do? Fill this with water. Do what you can. You don't have wine? Fine. Give me some water. And he takes that gift, that offering, that humble water, and transforms it into something incredible, the likes of which the head steward is astonished by. Doesn't God do that with our gifts too when we offer them? He takes what little we have, what we can bring forward, and by doing what he says with them, using them for the good of others, offering them to the community, there is a benefit, a beauty, a wholeness that we would not find otherwise. May we be astonished at what Christ will do with us, with our humility, with what we have to offer. Look around this community. We are richly blessed, and it doesn't mean we all look the same. We're not all engineers. We don't all worship in English or Latin or Spanish. We look different. We come from different places. We offer different gifts, but we have a thriving and vibrant and wonderful parish because of it. May we keep that going. This week, brothers and sisters, I invite you to look at the gifts that God has given you. What has he blessed you with? Don't ask, what do I wish he gave me? Or why can't I be like this other person? No, how has God blessed me with gifts of the Spirit? Of faith, of preaching, of wisdom, of knowledge? And am I using them for the full benefit that he desires? Or is there more I can do? Am I doing what God tells me with what he has given me? Or am I afraid or jealous or too humble to use it for the good of others? Brothers and sisters, God has given you this gift for a reason, whatever it may be, and we need it. He needs it. And you need to live into it to be truly happy and be the saint that God wants you to be. May we embrace those gifts, giving thanks to God always for the glory he works in our life and in the lives of others, so that we may all be built up in the body of Christ and come one day together to the kingdom of heaven, supported by the efforts, the strength, and the gifts of our community. May we grow together to be who Christ wants us to be as a parish by offering who we are and how he has blessed us.